A plan to supply water to the future Foxconn manufacturing facility is scheduled to undergo public scrutiny on Wednesday. Leaders of the Taiwan-based company say the factory will require a great deal of water, which has raised the alarm of many environmentalists. A lot of water is required in the LCD screen production process, and the Racine Water Utility would like to supply the resource, but that desire presents a challenge.
The water utility would pipe Lake Michigan water from the Great Lakes Basin across Racine County into the Mississippi River Basin that eventually drains into the Gulf of Mexico. The Great Lakes Compact, which was enacted in 2008, governs such diversion requests. And in this case, Racine needs to get permission from the Wisconsin DNR.
Journalist Peter Annan is an expert on the Great Lakes Compact. He authored The Great Lakes Water Wars, closely followed the city of Waukesha's diversion application, and is keeping his eye on the Foxconn story as well. He tells Lake Effect Susan Bentz this diversion request raises a new set of questions.
Well, I think that, you know, after all the kind of hand-wringing about litigation over Waukesha, it seems like Foxconn is actually more vulnerable to litigation because the authors of the compact that I'm interviewing disagree with each other about what the straddling community water diversion language means in the compact. And some tell me that a factory like this on the edge of the basin was not intended at all, and others are telling me that it's just fine. And so when you have the authors of a legal document disagreeing about what it means, that is just ripe for litigation. The question is there anybody out there who's upset enough about Foxconn and has the resources to challenge the facility in court?
Each state has enabling rules that they crafted and are part of their state statutes, right?
Yeah, so the with a straddling county application like Waukesha, all eight governors need to sign off on that unanimously, as you know. With a straddling community application, it's actually the local governor alone who has the power to make the decision about a water diversion of that sort. The other jurisdictions can voice an opinion, but they actually don't have a say over the decision, unless, of course, one of the other jurisdictions, one of the other states, decides to file a suit, which is not anticipated at this point, but we're still in the early stages. And it is worth noting, I think, that both the state of Michigan and the state of Ohio were trying to lure Foxconn to their states as well. So, you know, I think those two states in particular are jurisdictions that people are thinking about or wondering about. And then, of course, Michigan is 99.9% entirely in the Great Lakes Basin. So Foxconn would not be having an issue like this if it were in the state of Michigan.
It's fascinating, really.
It really is fascinating. And, you know, I mean, there people on all sides that I'm talking to are just fascinated by all the unanticipated questions that have come up because of this Foxconn facility. I mean, they're telling me, the authors of the compact are telling me that none of them envisioned a 13,000 employee factory landing right on top of the Great Lakes Basin and challenging the compact language in unanticipated ways.
Under the compact, are we looking at both drawing the water from the basin, but also the quantity and the quality of the water that's returned?
Yeah, it's a water quantity and a water quality issue. But I think that the bigger uncertainty at this point is actually the water quantity issue and the challenges that this may pose to the language in the Great Lakes Compact. And I mean, I just don't think we know enough about what the water quality implications are going to be. The factory isn't even built yet. They're still talking about, as I understand it, Foxconn is still talking about, low reductions in its discharges, which would be higher consumptive use. And so that's a great question, but I don't think we know enough on the water quality side yet about how the facility will work and what it will do. and what its discharges will be. But it's definitely, I can say this, that this the Foxconn facility definitely raises water quality and water quantity questions. I think the biggest question right now that we can raise is that there are issues about water quantity rules and regulations of the Great Lakes Compact that are going to be tested by Foxconn in unanticipated ways.
So you've said that the crafters of the compact had large industries like Foxconn in mind as it crafted the compact. Is that right?
That's right. The idea under the compact is we don't want to send our water in the Great Lakes region to jobs somewhere else. The idea under the compact is that those jobs should come to the Great Lakes where the water is. Keep the water here, let the jobs come here. But the idea under the compact was that those jobs would land cleanly and squarely inside the Great Lakes Basin. You know, when they threw the Foxconn dart, it landed right on top of the line in the Great Lakes Basin. And that was not anticipated by the drafters of the compact that I have interviewed. And so now they're looking back at the language, and there is a debate, as I said, among the authors of the compact about whether or not it allows or does not allow a large factory like this to be granted a water diversion under the Great Lakes Compact Straddling Community Exception Clause. The fine print issue is that there's a clause in the compact that says straddling community water diversions should serve, quote, a group of largely residential customers.
Right. And that is that in the compact itself or in Wisconsin state statute or both?
Both.
Okay. You won't be here for the hearing.
Unfortunately not.
Peter, you're dropping the ball.
They accidentally scheduled this hearing on Great Lakes Day in Washington, D.C., when the vast majority of all the environmental advocates in the Great Lakes are going to be in Washington. Now, they told me that that was an accident, but and I believe them.
But it seems a little suspicious to me.
They're kind of in a lose-lose. Either they were so obtuse that they didn't realize they were doing it, or they did it on purpose. And I believe them that they were too obtuse to realize that they did it. But nevertheless, they are holding the hearing on a day when the vast majority of the environmental advocates throughout the Great Lakes region are going to be marching the halls of Washington, lobbying on behalf of the Great Lakes. And the optics are not good for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources on that one.
Wow. So is there another point in this proposal that you feel is important to think about as people grapple with what they, how
yeah.
they weigh in on it.
Yes, the Foxconn proposal is also testing new ground on consumptive use. And, you know, the water diversion applications under the Waukesha-like situation or the Foxconn situation, the compact has said that there's an allowance for consumptive use. And people like Dan Dukniak and Waukesha and authors of the compact have told me in the past that that was always sort of like 5-10% of the total diversion amount. And then one of the sort of the public relations coups that Waukesha did is it agreed to return 100% of the water, even though the compact didn't require it.
Right.
Right. Well, Foxconn is going to be consuming about 40% of its water diversion. And so I've been asking those compact authors, you know, what is an allowance for consumptive use? Is it 40%? Is it 50%? I mean, it can't be 100%. So what is the percentage? And they're kind of giving me doe-eyed looks. And because, again, this is sort of an unanticipated situation, according to the authors of the compact. And, again, it would be really interesting to go back and ask Dan and what he was hearing privately from people about what the allowance for consumptive use was. I'm pretty sure he told me he thought it was 90% needed to be returned and they could have 10, 15%. Because there's leaks in pipes when you're trying to return the water, you know, that I&I it's called,
and
stuff like that. And so that's traditionally, that's what I was told the consumptive use thing meant. And now we have a facility, clearly facilities are going to, factories are going to consume a lot of water. But again, the idea was that these factories would be entirely inside the Great Lakes Basin. So there's really two issues. One is, the compact seems to suggest that a diversion of this sort should be primarily for residential, and this is clearly primarily for commercial. And secondly, it's consuming 40% of the diversion, according to the application, and that also has not been tested under the Great Lakes Compact yet. And so there's a couple of precedent-setting things here, which is why the application is more vulnerable to litigation than say Waukesha was, because these are two untested areas and the authors of the compact themselves are in a disagreement about what the language means. And so that doesn't mean a litigant could win and have Foxconn thrown out, but long-term large-scale capital investment hates uncertainty, and litigation over gray areas in the Great Lakes Compact could bring a cloud of uncertainty over the Foxconn facility and could have a chilling effect on their enthusiasm to develop their facility here in Wisconsin. I don't know if that's going to happen, but the possibility is there. And things are moving so quickly, it's hard to tell which way things are going to go.
So I know you've said that Great Lakes governors or the council would likely weigh in on this. Do you know if it's on an agenda?
Well, the next big meeting of the Compact Council is in Duluth in June. And as far as I know, the agenda has not been set for that. But I have been talking to people who are going to be there, and they would be shocked if it didn't come up.
Peter Annan co-directs the Center for Freshwater Innovation at Northland College in Ashland, Wisconsin. He spoke with WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz about Racine's request to divert Lake Michigan water for the Foxconn manufacturing facility, which is slated to be built in the village of Mount Pleasant.
The Department of Natural Resources scheduled a Wednesday evening public hearing about the plan in Sturtevant. You'll find details at WUWM.com.